This is Preston. He's got a secret, and it's hidden inside this red bag. Does he live in a halfway house? Yeah. Is he deathly afraid of sidewalks? Yeah. Or does he keep a list of his 167 conquests? Yeah. We'll dump out this bag and a whole lot more coming up on Baggage. Singles expose their salacious secrets for a chance at romance. Right now, let's meet our dater. He's a trainer from Gatesville, Texas. Please welcome Preston.
How are you doing?
Very nice to meet you. Well, tell me, what kind of woman are you looking for?
I'm looking for someone that has a great personality, really bubbly, physically active, and financially stable.
Great. I gotta tell you, we have three beautiful women, and they're ready to reveal their baggage. Okay, you ready for them?
Great,
I'm ready. Let's bring them out. She's an aerial acrobat from Huntington Beach. Say hello to Christy.
Hi, Preston. I love coming up with new tricks in the air, walking my dog Steve on the beach, and great conversation. Maybe I could teach you a trick or two.
Up next, she's a singer-songwriter from San Diego. Please welcome Lorne.
I am a Grammy-winning singer-songwriter, and I'm ambitious. And I'm looking to find someone to share my ambition with. And someone to inspire me to write some great new songs.
And finally, she's a server from Todville, Iowa. Let's hear it for Hannah.
Playing piano, amusing my friends with my witty sense of humor, and snuggling up with a good book. Want to be my encyclopedia set?
Well, as you can see, each lady bought three pieces of baggage, all holding a scorching secret that gets hotter with each bag. Now, this will help Preston here decide in just moments who he wants to date. So, ladies, it is time to reveal your smallest piece of baggage. Let's start with Christy. I preserve dead sea creatures. I've heard of freeing Willie, but preserving Willie? And what does anybody want with a dead Willie anyway?
Very true.
What is your concern there?
It's just really creepy to me, yeah.
Well, Preston, the sea creatures are former pets, and they're too beautiful to be wasted. So I thought preserving them in soap and their beauty would be a better end than getting flushed down the toilet. Oh.
Lorne. I use chopsticks to eat everything. Yeah, what are you thinking?
So my concern would be, you know, some of the things I cook, you wouldn't be able to use chopsticks for. Or, you know, if we're out on the town having dinner somewhere and it's not a place where it's a custom, you know, how awkward that would be. And, you know, how do you deal with cereal?
Yeah.
Well, actually, I carry them with me. Here they are right here. I have a problem with the forks and spoons touching my teeth because of my dental work, and I can pick up a piece of cereal with these and drink it.
There's some skill behind it, okay.
Hannah. I keep my shoes in the oven. What's your concern now? She keeps shoes in the oven.
Well, like I said before, I do a lot of cooking. So, you know, I wouldn't want to, like, preheat the oven and melt your pumps. I don't ever want my food to be cooked where your feet have been.
Think of it like this. She could give you some soul food. It sounds strange.
Well, I hear my feet taste pretty good, and I don't bake. make a lot, and I don't have a lot of closet space, so keeps them safe and dry.
And up next, Preston returns someone's bag, plus one of these ladies needs an allergy shot before sex. More baggage when we return. Greet and compete for love. Now, earlier we saw the lady's smallest baggage. We've got Christy, who preserves dead sea creatures. Warnay, who uses chopsticks to eat everything. And Hannah, who keeps her shoes in the oven. All right, Preston, it's time for the new break around, and that means exposing another scandalous secret. Now, we place their bags here randomly, and when Preston decides which bag is a little too heavy, well, whoever claims that particular bag will, of course, be going home. It is time to uncover more baggage. Bag number one. I plucked my white chin hairs. Bag number two. I collected an ex's DNA from his bed sheets. Bag number three. I keep pet ducks for a month and then eat them. God, that sounds cold. Here's what we'll do, though. I'm going to go through each of these now. I want you to tell me your concerns about each one of them, all right? Let's start here. I keep pet ducks for a month and then eat them.
You know, if we things work out and we get together and she's attached to me and then I forget an anniversary, you know, is that the end for me? So
I collected an ex's DNA from his bed sheets.
What does she plan to do with it? Is there a crime going on? Is she trying to clone the person that she's with?
I plucked my white chin hairs.
My concern would be why she hasn't graduated to a razor. And, you know, if we're hanging out and making out and so forth, you know, am I going to get stubble going against my chin as well? What's going to be going on with that?
All right, Preston, now it's time for you to choose the baggage that weighs you down. And when you do, well, the lady that claims that particular bag will be going home. So which one of these is your deal breaker?
My deal breaker is... keep pet ducks for a month and then eat them.
Okay. Ladies, it is time to claim your baggage. Hannah, is there anything you'd like to say?
I'm from a rural area of Iowa.
Yeah.
And my dad would often bring home, like, geese, turkeys, rams, ducks. And as a kid, I'd have to take care of them and feed them. And I would, like, name them. And then all of a sudden, one day, I come home from school, and we were having my pet duck metal pants for dinner.
Oh. Oh, well, I'm sorry for metal pants, but it is time to pack up and go.
But I do have a pet bird for you.
We've got Christy, who collected an ex's DNA from his bed sheets, and Larnay, who plucks her white chin hairs. Ladies, please join us over on the hot seat.
Well, here's my third bag. I've never gotten past a second date. And I probably wouldn't have gotten past a second date with you either, Preston.
Preston, we heard your concerns about their baggage. Let's hear what the ladies have to say. Christy collected an ex's DNA from his bed sheets. Larnae, what do you think about that?
That's pretty disgusting.
First of all, you don't understand. He actually asked me to do it. His car got broken into, and his car is his life. So he asked me to look into getting the DNA of the criminal from the car, and I had to bring in his bed sheets to make sure it was a different DNA, and he thought that might be a little more discreet than testing his underwear.
That's what she says. I think that's pretty, like you said, stalky. She's the stalker.
Well, Preston, at least you know there are no hairs on this chin, and when we get nice and cuddly close, all you feel is complete smooth.
Hold up. I don't shave them because then there will be stubble. And it's natural. Most women have some hairs on their face. They just don't tell you about it.
Well, ladies, it's your spotlight moment, so I'm going to ask each of you a few questions to help Preston get to know you better. Let's start with Christy. Christy, please step into the hot spot. Give me the first answer that comes to mind, okay? If you wrote a blog, what would be the main topic?
Healthy body, healthy mind.
What's at the top of your birthday wish list?
Preston, of course.
Preston was a football and track star in college. What's something you're physically gifted in?
Well, of course, my aerial acrobatics and contortion. I've also run 4 marathons.
Very good. Thank you.
Would you like to see a sample of my contortion?
I would love to see it.
Yes, I would love to see it.
What do you think?
I definitely like the athleticism. I'm big on fitness and athletics as well, so that's great.
All right. Larnae, please step into the hot spot. Here we go. Who are you more likely to vote for, the American president or the American idol?
The American idol.
What's an unusual habit that your friends tease you about?
Well, I comb my hair. The little bit of hair I have with a toothbrush.
And now it's date night, and you're at a dance club. Show Preston what he can look forward to. Very nice. Well, what do you think, Preston?
Well, she definitely has some nice moves. Definitely something I can look forward to.
All right. Well, Preston, don't show your hand just yet because you still haven't seen Christy and Larnae's biggest baggage, and that just might change the game. And don't forget, Preston has some baggage, too. Does he live in a halfway house? Is he deathly afraid of sidewalks? Or does he keep a list of his 167 conquests? We'll reveal the truth when we return. Don't go away. I'm here with Preston, a trainer, hoping to shape up his love life. Now, our two single ladies are about to reveal their biggest secrets hiding in their bags, and Preston, well, he has to make his final decision. Will he choose Christy, who collects DNA from sheets and preserves dead animals in soap? Or Larnae, who sticks her food and plucks her hairs? Ladies, it is time to show us your biggest piece of baggage. Christy. I said I don't on my wedding day. Whoa. What are your concerns there?
Well, if we've worked this hard in a relationship and we've gotten to a wedding day, why wouldn't you trust to be with your man on that night? I mean, that's a lot of hard work to get there and then say no to.
Well, I actually had doubts for several weeks leading up to it, and every time I'd show him my concerns, he'd ignore them and then try and turn it into something else and say, oh, well, maybe we just shouldn't date anymore, instead of just postponing the wedding. And I wasn't ready for that.
Okay. Larnae, please reveal your baggage. I'm allergic to men who eat meat. Do you eat meat?
Being a Texas kid raised on a ranch, I cook a lot of meat.
What do you itch? What happened?
I actually break out. I've been vegan most of my life, and the body fluids actually break me out. So, but there is something I can do about it.
And what might that be?
I take some homeopath remedies.
Oh, I see. Christy, please tell Preston here why he should choose you and not Larnae.
Preston, as you can see, I'm more suited for you. I'm taller, I'm fit, you're active, I'm active. I think it's about time you had an acrobat in your life.
And Larnae, please tell Preston why he should choose you and not Christy.
Because like yourself, I'm a very good chef, and I can dance, and I'm not just an acrobat. I'm an acrobat with my voice and how I treat you, so.
Whoa. All right, it's time to choose. Will it be Christy, who preserves dead sea creatures, collected an ex's DNA from his bed sheets, and said, I don't, on her wedding day? Or will it be Larnae, who uses chopsticks to eat everything, who plucks her white chin hairs, and is allergic to men who eat meat?
Well, Christy, you have an amazing athletic gift with the flexibility. Larnae, I love the moves. I can tell you have such a wonderful voice. So that's something that is really attractive. But the allergic to meat is scaring me a lot because I eat a lot of meat.
Preston, it is time to send one of these ladies packing.
I'm sorry, but Larnae, you just have too much baggage.
I'm sorry, Larnae, but it is time to pack up and go.
Well, Preston, you don't know what you've missed, honey.
Way to go, Christy and Preston! Now it's time for Christy to decide if she wants to be with Preston after seeing his big baggage. Find out if Preston's bag is lost or found when we return. Christy here for a nice date, but the roles are reversed, and now, of course, it is her decision. What's the secret in Preston's big red bag? Does he live in a halfway house? Is he deathly afraid of sidewalks? Or does he keep a list of his 167 conquests? Christy, of these three possibilities, which would be the toughest one for you to have to accept?
Definitely the list of conquests.
Yeah. Because you don't want to be 168.
Well, not only that, it's kind of disturbing. You know, is that what he sees a relationship as, only sex? And then once he gets that, he's on to the next one, adding to his list, and that's a big number.
Preston, please reveal your baggage. A list of my 167 conquests. What? Are you serious?
To be honest, it was a thing that started in high school. It kept growing through a crazy college time.
Do you still have that list?
I do still have the list. But if you can accept my baggage, more than willing to let you destroy the list. It means nothing to me.
Christy, can you accept Preston's baggage?
Educated man, he's very good looking. I think he could keep up with me. But that list is so disturbing. Some things that start in high school should end in high school. So, I'm sorry, Preston, but I can't accept that baggage.
Whoa! I'm sorry, Preston. It's time to pack up and go. You've been a good sport. Thanks a lot. Well, no match today, but when it comes to love, sometimes baggage can really weigh you down. We'll see you next time.
Christy, I really thought we had something. You have a great look. It's not who I am anymore. I thought we really could have been something together in the future, but you're lost.
I'm sorry, Preston. You were really hot, and I'm sure I would have shown you some contortions you've never dreamed of, but I am not going to be on your list.